from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Steelers offensive line in a state of disarray, and we bring on our offensive line insider, one of our favorite guys around, former Steeler, a champion, Trey Essex. Good morning to you, Trey.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing today?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
I thought we were doing great.
Pretty good.
Are you doing great?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's a beautiful sunny day down here in Georgia. Nice, balmy 70 degrees.
Oh.
It's big man weather right here.
Big man weather. All right, Trey. It was not big man weather or something, I don't know, Saturday night when the Steelers took the field against Buffalo. Did your head hurt? Were you suffering through that just like the rest of us? And what do you see in broad strokes here on this offensive line?
It is frustrating, to say the least. It hurts a little bit more for me, being a former offensive lineman, that we put that type of performance on tape this past Saturday. I'm not an excuse maker. I mean, these guys have been in camp for a while. I expected to see more from them at this point. Obviously, we all know what transpired with Broderick Jones, and his performance was not nearly up to snuff at this point. He's had enough snaps on the right side of the ball. I don't like the excuses I'm hearing that he should be just playing left tackle or right tackle. No, his second year in the program under the same coach, Coach Meyer, and he played that position and played it well towards the end of last year. And so he's had reps at both sides in camp. There was no excuse for that performance he put on. I'm sure he went back to the lab, studied the film. I expect him to get better. But all in all, it was not the performance that we want or need in order for this offense to be successful this year. And they have very little time to get it rectified.
Well, Trey, break down what happened with Broderick Jones and obviously getting bull rushed pretty badly twice with Rousseau, mm-hmm. the defensive end, the rush end there. What did he do that you saw that he shouldn't do, and what should he have done during that sequence whenever he was being rushed?
Well, this is what I saw. Just keeping it, not to dig too deep into offensive lineman terms or whatever, just the physics of pass blocking. We're going backwards as they're going forward. So at some point, you got to bring your momentum to a stop and start attacking. There were too many times where he was trying to get back in his set so fast and trying to get off the snap count so fast that he wasn't, and he did half the job for Rousseau for him. He was halfway back to the quarterback, and by the time they made contact, he hadn't planted. He wasn't prepared to punch, and it was just a physicality thing that he lacked. Now, I think in his head, he was concentrating so much about the speed rush on the right side, because Rousseau is known for the speed rush, and he's obviously added some power to his game this offseason, and he showcased that on Saturday. But I think Broadwood was so caught up in just trying to get off on the snap count and get his footwork right that he forgot the most crucial part of being an offensive lineman, and that's being physical at the point of attack, and he didn't do that well.
We're joined by Trey Essex right now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You mentioned the punch, and that's what a lot of the people are throwing out there on the social media, and I'm not going to pretend to be an offensive line expert. That's why we have you on. Also, reportedly, Broderick Jones banged up his elbow first play of seven shots way back when at the start of camp. Could that maybe have something to do with it?
That if you have a compromised elbow, and I don't know if it's left or his right one, it could be why he hesitated on using his hands quicker than he did. He was catching way too often and not really punching or striking with his hands or his arms. And so if that's the issue, then, yeah, that could play a part into why he performed the way he performed. But the thing is, when you're an offensive lineman, when you have those long arms that he has, you don't have to punch hard. You don't have to have a Mike Tyson haymaker. You just got to have a firm one, a stiff one, one pause, and just put the hands on the guy as he's coming. You don't need to strike with a whole lot of force. You just got to keep him at bay. And so he has the type of arms, and I think they'll go back to the lab and work on it. Obviously, that's going to be a point of emphasis this week in practice, but I think he'll be fine.
Trey, what is the biggest difference between right and left tackle? I mean, you said that Broderick has had so many snaps that he shouldn't be in a position like he was on Saturday, and he should be, you know, up to snuff of playing the tackle position. But what is the singular biggest difference from playing right to left, and why can't guys play right and play left, and some guys can play right, some guys can't play left, and you know what I'm trying to say here? What is the difference?
Right.
In the two of them,
it's flipping your body mechanics. Some guys are just left foot or right foot or left leg, right leg dominant, and have a hard time switching, because when you're on the left side, you're pushing off your right foot when you're pass blocking, and when your left side is opposite. And so some guys just haven't trained. They've always been on one side their entire career, so their body mechanics is off. Their strength is off, and it takes an athlete, and it takes somebody, and it takes repetitions over and over reps in order to get used to pushing off either foot when the time calls for it. And so back in the day, back in my day, it's sad to say that it's been damn near 20 years since I played, but it used to be a difference between which type of defensive end you were going to block. When you're on the left side, you got the speed rusher, the Dwight Freeney's of the world or whatever. And when you're on the right side, you got the power rushers like the Jared Allens and guys like that, the Julius Peppers. And so that's not the case as much anymore. We see guys like TJ Watt, who is a speed rusher, a bendy guy, who's lined up over the right tackle often. And so the tackles nowadays have to be able to handle both types of rushers on both sides of the ball. So it's not a case where you put your massive 6'8", 380-pound Max Starks on the right side and your more athletic Marvell Smiths on the left. You got to be adapted both these days.
Now, Broderick has said he feels a lot more comfortable. He said it at the end of last year at left tackle. But what I'm hearing from you is the technique issues that he had, they're not just all of a sudden going to get fixed if he moves over to left tackle.
No. I mean, he's going to have to punch somebody no matter who, what side of the ball he lines up on. And that's the only issue, because he got his set was fine. The technique of getting out of his set, his footwork was fine. It was just a physicality thing. I'm going to punch you before you punch me thing. And if he does that on the left side, he's going to get one of our quarterbacks killed. I mean, on the right side, at least they can see it coming more so. They got it. The peripheral is a little bit better for them. And so he can get bailed out a little bit. If he's making those type of mistakes on the right side. But if he does it on the left side, there's less room for error and a lot more chances that our quarterbacks can get seriously hurt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trey, I know it's preseason, and you know, take preseason with a grain of salt at times, but there are some things that you could find out in preseason. Through these first two preseason games, are you worried about the Pittsburgh Steelers of 2024?
Not yet. I'm not pulling out the caution flag yet. I think there are some things we obviously need to work on. Preseason is shorter, less games to really evaluate guys. And not only players, but coaches as well, and see what players fit in what schemes and how fast they can adapt, and are we playing them at the right position. Coach Meyer has his work cut out for him as far as the O-line goes. We got three guys that could be playing new positions this next year if Roderick moves to the left and Troy comes back healthy, and then we got a new center in Zach Frazier now with Nate being out for an indefinite amount of time. And so the only two guys that he has that are guaranteed to be in their spots come week one are Isaac and James. And so there is some cause for concern. I mean, especially in a new system with new terminology, new quarterback, new cadence, all that stuff. And the just like last year and for the last few years, we're going to be heavily dependent on our defense once again to win games early on until the offense gets up to snuff. But I do think with the fact that we're in an offense that I think caters to our strengths as far as running ball with Najee and Jalen, and we have the type of offense coordinator that wants to do that type of thing. And it looks, and mind you, even though the offensive performance was not good this past Saturday, there are things that I took away from it that gave me hope. I like the package of plays. I like the continuity of plays, how they fit one another. They don't seem isolated from one another. They look like they will eventually lead to big plays later on in the game, is what you want. You want to build up. You want things that fit like puzzle pieces so that you can get bigger plays in the third and fourth quarter. So I did see some of that happening. I see the plan that Arthur Smith has, and so that does give me hope and promise, and I hope it gives the guys in the locker room the same type of hope. But it's going to be rough sledding, I think, for our first few weeks until we get our wits about us.
Last couple of things for Trey Essex here. So you say it's going to take some time. Would you play the starters, the offensive linemen, for a while in game number three?
Yes, absolutely. Justin and Kyle, man, I think the entire first team offense needs to play again at least one quarter. They'll have, 13, 14 days off? No, 15 days off after that. Obviously, with the injury concern, you always want to keep that in the back of your head. But with the fact that we are in a new system, with the fact that we have not performed the way we wanted to, you do want them to get more reps. And I think you go at least one quarter with your first team starting offensive line, just so they can mesh a little bit more.
What are you seeing out of Zach Frazier?
I like it. I like Zach. That is the one positive, man. He is coming up the ball. He seems very definitive in his calls, and that's what you want. As a rookie, especially as a center, you are the leader of the offensive line. You got to be decisive, and even if you make the wrong call, make the wrong call going 100%. And so it looks like he's coming off the ball hard. He looks like he's meshing well with both his guards on either side as far as the combo blocks and stuff are concerned, and he's looking like he's holding up well in pass protection. So I'm very excited about him. I think we found the right guy in the second round of Zach.
Trey, this was awesome, man. Yeah, you opened our eyes to the O-line. We appreciate you coming on. We'd love to keep doing more of this, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Hey, man. Trey Essex. Yep. That's really good. That's right there.
Great breakdown.
He is encouraged by Arthur Smith.
Uh-huh.
He likes what he's seen out of Zach Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, not so great.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.